Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to episode number 2 of the AirPlus podcast Corporate Payment Insider. I'm Josefine Nachtsheim. I work as a communication manager at AirPlus International. And in this podcast, I will talk to different AirPlus experts about topics from the world of corporate payment. So if you're working in procurement, in accounting, in the finance department, or if you're a travel manager, we want to give you some practical advice on how to optimize payment processes in your organization. So, after we've taken a closer look at wild expenses and how to get them under control in episode 1, we will today focus on the topics transparency, data quality, and data reconciliation. I'm very glad to again have Stefan Welde by my side. He's Director Product Management at AirPlus. So welcome, Stefan, and thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today.
Hello, Josefine. Thanks again. Great to see you again.
Yeah.
And listen to your questions.
It's a pleasure. So, Stefan, in the first episode, we addressed the challenges that come with wild expenses. You recommended virtual credit cards as a means of payment for indirect spend, and you pointed out that they can help businesses to make employee spend more transparent. I would suggest we start right at the beginning. Why is transparency in business spending so important at all?
First of all, when it comes to spend, to some degree, this becomes part of our balance sheet. And for that reason, the ultimate goal is to have as much transparency and as much as information available per payment and per transaction. And that's simply the root cause which drives the need for transparency. Meaning, you do not want solely have an overview about the payments which have been performed. It's moreover to have the according receipts allocated to the payments. And so from that perspective, this is what drives transparency and ultimately feeds into process efficiency. Furthermore, once this kind of transparency about the across the spend has been identified and is visible, then corporates usually start to think about, can I rearrange maybe my supplier base? Meaning, in this particular spend category of indirect spend, I would like to reduce the number of suppliers I have actually in my books. And for that reason, transparency gives you an overview about where does spend happen and in what kind of supplier categories, which is a very solid base then to perform some activities in regards to this target. And moreover, I think there is another aspect usually people try to avoid to talk about, which is about fraud. Fraud partially happens by employee, and it's simply something we can't ignore. And from that perspective, I think it's the responsibility of a corporate as well to give any kind of payment or form of payment to their employees so that they have autonomy in using this kind of form of payments. But at the same time, it's a space corporates have to carefully watch. It's not a huge amount we are talking about, but at least it happens.
Okay, so bottom line, transparency is important, but at the same time, it's also difficult to maintain. Can you please tell me a little bit more about the challenges that businesses are facing here?
The more information and in a better quality it is provided, the better it is for the following processes. Furthermore, if this kind of information is not provided as it is as of today in various cases, it means that the processes for reconciliation are time-consuming, and this solely in regards to small expenses.
I would like to get back to virtual credit cards that you recommended as a means of payment, especially for these small ad hoc purchases. Let's look at the transparency of these virtual credit cards. What options do users have there? How exactly can virtual credit cards help to make business spend transparent?
If corporates use a virtual credit card, this means that with the usage, there comes a restriction or limitations of transactions. Meaning a program administrator of a company can set up in front limitations in regards to the amount, in regards to the suppliers, the merchant, or in times of validity of this card, which then gives the autonomy to the employee to use this card. This is for me a prerequisite to gain this kind of transparency, because the more trust an employee has in a solution, the more quality he will feed into the system, which then leads to the second aspect to take into consideration here. While generating such kind of card, a virtual card, there is a possibility to add additional information to the usage of this card, meaning a purchase order number or shipping notice whatsoever. This then ultimately feeds back to the corporate into the reconciliation process of allocating a receipt to a payment, which I think is a major achievement when we look in towards process efficiency. Furthermore, when we talk about maverick buying or ad hoc spend, very often it's still the case that there is cash advance or advance payment to an employee. And finally, this results in intransparency, which comes along due to the fact that simply the receipt or the invoice has not been provided back to the corporates, which then means that to some degree, the transparency is solely based on the payment transaction and the information we deliver.
Another important topic that we should talk about is data quality. Of course, it plays a big role when it comes to monitoring and also to data reconciliation. So how about the data quality of virtual credit cards?
Coming back to the question I've answered before, there is a possibility that users, while generating a card, can add additional information to this kind of transaction. And this information is something we feed back. On the site, on the portal site, where an employee can generate this kind of information, there is it's a structured overview, and the data fields, the various data fields are predefined. So it's a cost center, it might be shipping number, it might be a purchase order number. This kind of information, as it has been preset by the user, is something, as I said, which we feed back, but ultimately depends on the quality of how a user or the source of truth is feeding the system. Meaning, if there might be a rearrangement of the number or there is a typo included, it's definitely something we feed back, but something which we can't really control. It might be a matter for further product development when we talk about integration into a system of our client or when we look into artificial intelligence. But furthermore, as I said, it really depends on the user and the way he is passionate about to feed the data.
Yeah, of course. I mean, humans make mistakes, right?
Yeah, that's correct, right? All time.
Yeah. Do you have any last words for organizations that want to implement virtual credit cards as means of payment? Any advice what they should take into consideration?
Going back to episode one, where we were talking about COVID and the scenario about home office, I think virtual cards are really the very best means of payment here. In two regards, first of all, in terms of transparency and second, to provide autonomy to the employee. If a corporate is going to look into usage of a virtual card program, I highly recommend really to run maybe a pilot situation in advance. Maybe two or three transactions supported by the provider of choice, hopefully us. And second, once this kind of pilot situation has happened, or while you are in a pilot situation, think about the framework. And by framework, I mean, what are the restrictions and the limitations you would like to put in place in order to give as much autonomy to the employee as possible by using this kind of payment. The more preparation work you do, the best it is.
Thank you for this advice. I'm sure our listeners appreciate it. That was the second episode of our podcast. It was a pleasure to have you here, Stefan. You've been an excellent guest.
Thank you very much, Josephine. It was a pleasure.
Again, I would also like to thank you for tuning in. The next episode will focus on the topic of security. I hope to welcome you back and I wish you all the best until then. Bye-bye.